Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be
on their level, but that's not biblical.
that's nowhere in the Word of God do we see the children separated from the family in order for God to teach them. God didn't do Bible 1 and then Bible 2 for the children. He wrote His Word. And, you know, I remember being little and you sitting in church, and my mother was one of them. Excuse me. If you were cutting up, and it was nine of us, if you were cutting up, I don't care where she was sitting in the choir stand, when she gave you that eye, you understood, I'm going to get you when I get home. But it just felt funny because there was always some mother sitting close by that would either thump us on the neck or pop us on the top of our head or pinch us or something and say, straighten up. But you sat in the sanctuary and you heard the Word of God and you got it. Even if you didn't understand it, it was still in you because there's life in the Word of God. So yes. Mother said, well, they don't understand, but they're still going to get the life that God put in His Word. And I've heard people say, well, we got to teach our kids morals and we got to teach them how to be good citizens. And that's all wonderful. But do we not understand that if you just teach them the Word of God, those things are going to come with it because of the life that's in the Word? And, you know, we used to try to play sick. Oh, Mama, my stomach hurts. My mother would lay us on that back pew and say, God will heal you. Just lay there. You can go downstairs in the recreation room and lay down or play with some, you know. There was always some kids down there, you know, goofing off that wasn't really supposed to be. But for the most part, parents took their kids into the sanctuary, and, you know, we learned the Word just like the adults did. And so we grew up, and the Word of God is ingrained in us. So when someone sits in front of me and they say, well, you know, you can command the morning, well, I'm like, well, no. See, when I read the book of Job, and God said to Job, have you commanded the morning? He wasn't asking Job if he forgot to do his chores. He was reminding Job that God was God and Job wasn't. But if you don't know the Word and these preachers get in front of you and they misquote Scripture or they take Scripture out of context, you really don't know any better. And you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds good, and, you know, all those different kinds of things. So I just think it's important that those of us who are still walking in truth and still love the Lord and still want to do things His way, we need to really think about, are we following the world's way of doing things? Because we can't find any type in the Bible where we separated our children in order to teach them on their level. Because, like I said, God didn't write a Bible junior. He just wrote His Word. And I think that it just is so important because I talked to people, I talked to a woman, it was probably 5 years ago, she was 50 at the time. In some kind of way, we got on the subject of spiritual warfare. I can't remember how it got started. And she made a comment to me, she said, well, we don't have to fight because didn't Jesus do it all on the cross? And I said, well, honey, why? If we don't need to fight, why do we need the whole armor of God? Right. And what good is weapons of warfare if we don't need them? You know, you don't send people out armed with missiles and AK-9s or whatever they call them. If there's no reason to fight, yeah, Jesus did it all on the cross. But what He did was He gave you the victory. Right. What do you need the victory for if there's no fight? And I mean, I'm thinking, oh my Lord, this woman is 50. And she didn't know about the weapons of our warfare. She didn't know about the whole armor of God. That's just not good. And I just was really looking at, Lord, how is it that these people are so easily deceived? And it was because the Word of God has not been ingrained in them, because the church has gotten to the place where we're teaching activities and we're pushing, all these different games and all these different projects and stuff, and we're making the Word secondary. And then we send our kids into a school system that's telling them that truth is relative. Well, no, truth is absolute. The truth of God. It's absolute, but you're not really getting the truth in church because you're in the youth center and they're talking about the struggles they're having as teenagers, and they're talking about the struggles they're having at school and the peer pressure and all those types of things. And I'm not saying that those things are not important and they shouldn't be dealt with, but, you know, people say, well, you know, they're dealing with worse stuff now. Yes, sin is a lot more prevalent now than it was before, but I just really and truly believe that if we just stick to the Word of God, they will have everything that they need to be able to answer those things and to be able to get through the hard times that they go through. And, you know, that's basically where this article came from. And, you know, we began to let the world define phrases that we use. We've let the world tell us what a Christian is. We've let the world tell us what judging is. But what does the Bible say? And I've heard more Christians make that comment, who are you to judge? The Bible says, judge not, lest ye be judged. And it's like, you're quoting scripture, but you don't know what you're talking about because you haven't read the whole scripture and you haven't read the whole word. Because everything that God says, he always backs it up with another scripture, because even his word says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses is a thing established. So it just kind of breaks my heart when I look at this generation, and your heart goes out to them, because, you know, just like you always, you know, talk about, and I love this about you, that, you know, we're on a mission, and there's people dying, and there's souls that need to be saved. And it just breaks my heart when I come across people who are so uneducated about the Word of God. They really don't know what it says. And it is because we have failed to teach the Bible. We've gotten into all this other stuff. You see, they'll have a retreat for the teenagers. They'll have a retreat for the kids. They'll have a retreat for the husbands, a retreat for the wives, the men's retreat, the singles. When's the last time you've seen a retreat for the family?
All right, that's right.
You know, this separation, you know, divide and conquer. And as I was writing the article, the Lord was showing me different scriptures, and he took me to Exodus, where he kept sending Moses to talk to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh was asking Moses, well, who's going? And Moses says, you know, we're going, all of us, our young and our old, our oxen, and, you know, all of us. And Pharaoh says, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm not going to let you take the kids. You know, just you and the men go. And it was like, I would have never thought of that scripture until the Lord reminded me of it. And I went back and I looked it up, and I was like, wow, he's showing me right here that, no, you don't separate the kids, because our kids need to learn right alongside with you. And that's why there's so much biblical lacking of knowledge in the body right now. And, you know, we really need to kind of rein this in and to pull this thing in and try to come up with another way to get back to the way things used to be.
That's right. That's right. We got to get back to the Word of God. But, you know, a few years ago, you know, all you heard was, we got to figure out some kind of way to get to the youth. We got to figure out some way to get to the youth. You get to the youth the same way that, you know, like you said, we came. You know,
right.
There's no middle ground. You know, the Word of God means just what it said. You know, he said, what I say to one, I say to all. So we can't change God's word. But, you know, a lot of the pastors today, when he was talking about activities and games, but it's even a lot deeper than that. They even bringing, you know, the dancing and the worldliness.
Oh,
in
my
the
Lord.
You look around and you say, oh, my God, it's worse than the world.
It's
worse than the world. You look around, you know, and you can imagine how, you know, God's heart feel when he look down and see what's taking place, you know, in the house of God. You know, it's really, really sad. We got a lot that needs to be done. It's only going to be done if we get out here and do it. Harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Nobody wants to work. I know he wants to know where is his body, you know, where the real Christian please stand.
Right.
You know, we stand up.
That passage of scripture that I was talking about, by the way, is Exodus chapter 9, verses 1 through 11.
Okay.
But, yeah, I was watching, and I don't want to get on Karen Clark. I love Karen Clark, and I hope and pray that she gets it right. But I'm sorry.
That's the purpose for, you know, talking about
right.
it. Because we're hoping
I know.
That, you know, turn back.
Come to the knowledge of the truth. But I was watching the show on Sunday called The Sheared, and I was watching their son, and he just signed a contract with a secular company, and he had made a statement to his sister. He said, I'm going to sing about everything but Jesus. I'm like, wow. You know, and I mean, he's just real adamant about it, and when I watched it, and I was looking at his whole attitude about the church, and I was like, but you watch your mother allow Missy Elliott and Tweet to write and produce for you. You didn't have the respect for the church that you should have had, so then you didn't pass that down to him. And that's important. My mother, one thing she always said was, you know, when you grow up and you have children, you live how you want your children to live.
That's right.
Before them. And my mother, I mean, I've never seen a night where she didn't get on her knees before the Lord or wasn't sitting in a chair reading her word and all those types of things. But it wasn't just those things. It was her conversation, her attitude about things. I mean, I would watch my mother. She would see something foolish on TV, and she would get livid. Get that off. Turn that off. You know, just turn that off. You know, and when we were growing up, we thought she was mean. You know, we got the meanest mother in the world. We can't do nothing. But I thank the Holy Living God that is the woman that He blessed me to be born of, because my mother, and I don't want to put my business in the street, but my mother divorced my dad when I think I was 4 going on 5. And my mother didn't divorce my dad for the beatings and the affairs and all those types of things. My dad got converted to being a Jehovah's Witness, and I don't call them that because they're not Jehovah's Witnesses, but just for the sake of people knowing who I'm talking about. And his dad got converted, and he converted my dad. And so at first my dad would let us go to church with Mama on Sundays, but through the week he took us to the Kingdom Hall. And one day he came home and decided, I don't want my kids in the church, because those places, they're unholy in there. You know, they're going to burn up. When my dad stopped my mother from taking us to church, she divorced him. Because she said, if nothing else, my children will not grow up without Jesus in their life. She absolutely refused. Now, I'm a big advocate on what the Word of God says about divorce and the reasons that Jesus gave us. His reasons, that he says, these are the reasons that you have my permission to divorce, and that's not one of them. The affair was, but that she didn't divorce him for that. My whole point was, you know, my mother struggled. I mean, when she married my dad, she had dropped out of high school. She had never worked. We were Army grads. She had 9 children. I was 4 going on 5. My baby sister was 3 going on 4. So my mother had to go back and get her GED. She had, you know, her first job. She was a maid at the Holiday Inn. But when I look back at how she struggled, and the whole point of it, yes, she loved her children, but the whole point was, my children will not grow up without Jesus Christ in their lives. That meant something to me. But what she showed me was how important Christ was to her. And he's important enough that I'll do what I have to do to make sure that you don't leave this earth without knowing him. And we've got to get back to that. We've got to get back to where we're willing to say, whatever it takes, if I have to sacrifice to the point of crying on my knees every night, God help me. If it means that my children will know the Lord, that is what's important. And part of that has to be her instilling in us not just who Jesus was, but what his word said.
All right.
It's important. My mom was like, you can't make it through life without the word of God. If you don't know how to go to the Bible for the answers to whatever you're going through, you're in trouble, because you'll get fillers from men that will never solve your issue, and you will keep running up to the front of the aisle and throwing your money on that altar and watch that crazy man jump up and down on your $20 bill and then make you feel bad because you didn't put a 50 down there, but your hurts and your pains are not being dealt with, because the answer is in the Word of God, and it's not in some nice phrase that made me feel good. If you walked away from a church service feeling like, woo, I got my praise on, you didn't meet God. Because first of all, it's not supposed to be your praise. It's supposed to be his praise. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've gotten to a point where church has become the local, the local glorified gym. Because you know when you get a workout. Now understand, I believe that God is worthy to be danced before the Lord. David danced before the Lord. God is worthy of all the praise. But when you say, oh, I got my praise on, God checked me on that, because I used to say it all. Oh, I got my praise on. And he said to me, what about my praise? You got your praise on, but what about my praise? You know, we've got to teach our children his word.
That's right. That's right.
Justin, I was listening to your article, God bless you, this evening.
God bless you, too.
I was echoing it back on what you said about judging, what a lot of people talk about judging. I was directed to 1 Corinthians 6 and 2, where it says, do you not know that the saints shall be judged the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
Right.
So we able to judge things. We have to also, when he was mentioning about J. Drew Shear, he's under Pharrell Williams label, Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We got so much work that needs to be done. We want to make people aware. You know, we got to wake up from your sleep. Wake up from your slumber. We're running out of time. Jesus on his way back, and whatever we do, we must do it quickly. And what we're doing is we're trying to get you to realize that you need to go back and pick up your Bible and stop waiting for somebody to come and feed you. Get the word for yourself. A lot of people, like you said, you know, they've been sitting in church and just, you know, and whatever the pastor or the minister say, a lot of them come to church empty-handed. They don't even come with the word of God. And they, you know, right in one ear, right out of the other. And they just say they went to church, you know?
Right.
But, you know, they say something. All they do is just touch the church, but you don't touch Jesus.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I tell you, I mean, that's a good article that you wrote. And it took my mind back when I, you know, grew up. And you're right. You know, we didn't have children's church. You know, you learn how to sit in church and be quiet. You know, you have to train them. That's what the Word of God said, train them. So this is this new age stuff. You know, all this new age stuff done crept in the house of God. You know, given in exchange for the truth. You know, we got to stick with what the Word says because He don't change. You know. His word don't change, it remains same. You took my mind back when you was just talking about how, you know, even if you felt bad, your mama gonna take you to church and you just sit on lay on that back row. But you was in the presence of the Lord. You was in the house of God. You know, and
then
you felt better anyway. Ain't that right? He's the only one that could heal you the way. You know, so I tell you, but you brought in some good points. It just took my mind back, you know. And that's what we have to do. We got to go back and do it like the Bible says. You know, all this new age teaching, new age doctrine that the enemy done crept in and try to twist the word of God. You know, tell you you can do anything you want to do, but no, what you got to do is deny yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do whatever we want to do.
And follow Christ,
Yes, yes, and that's what we're here at the Ready Church trying to help people to get back in line with the Word of God. Because the enemy, he don't love you. He come to kill, steal, and then destroy. And that's what you was talking about. That's what he's doing with the family because he don't want families to get, you know. That's why he's trying to bring division. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy our lives. And people better wake up before time is too late. You know, and I just thank God for you.
Oh, I bless God for you. And I'm sorry, young man, what is your name?
I'm Ayudando La Gente. You can find my page on YouTube. It's family.
Okay. Thank God. Bless God for you. Yeah, I'm grateful, especially to hear, you know, a young man. Just on fire and fighting this fight. You know, we need our men. You know, our men are our leaders. You know, I always tell women, you know, and I hear about women complaining about, oh, these men, they're just not gentlemen, but you have a son and you didn't teach him to open the door for you. You know, we got to teach them. And I get so blessed when I go on YouTube or go on different sites and I see young men contending for the faith. That is a blessing from the Lord Most High, and I just bless God for you.
Thank God.
Oh, if you don't mind, I just want, you know, your audience, and I'm not, it's not because of who he is, but to just lift up J. Drew Jr., because
he's being blinded right now. And, you know, if God brings him up in your spirit when you're praying, just lift him to the Lord that he would, that his eyes would be open and that his heart would be turned to the true God and not the God that has been represented to him by his parents.
That's true.
And pray for the young men just in the world. I mean, I have a heart, I guess because I have a son. We pray for our daughters. I'm not trying to leave them out, but it's something about these young men that, you know, we really need to just start really lifting them up, especially in these last days. There's so much pressure out there for these kids. And without the knowledge of the Word of God, you know, their hope is really slim.
That's true. Many young people out here, you know, that don't have their fathers in their lives. And like you said, if they would get back in their rightful place, then the family would come together because they're supposed to be the head, the leader,
right.
You know. But the enemy, that's what the enemy wants to do is to divide, you know, the body. You know, but we just thank him for the Word of God. Everything else is going down. But the Word of God, isn't that right?
God, amen.
But the Word of God. I see that we have a caller. Well, let her in. Let her in.
Praise the Lord, Ready Church.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. It's Sister Johnson listening in once again. Thank God for the Word on tonight. I thank God that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I thank God for, you know, our children that's being brought up in the ministry that's hearing the Word of God and that is able to stand. I know my children and my daughter, you know, is being, you know, taunted at school, or you a church girl, you this, but I thank God about her being brought up in the church and being able to hear the Word and learn the Word, that she's able to take a stand. And even my son, you know, he's able to distinguish good and evil because he's been brought up in the ministry of God, and they sit right in the church with the adults, and they hear the Word of God, and they're learning the Word of God for themselves. So I thank God that is so important. Well, last night I was in my room, and I just began to cry, and I said, Lord, I am just so blessed. I said, because I love the Word of God, and I'm able to hold the Word of God in my hand. And I said, I have more than a whole lot of people have that don't have the Word of God. And it's just a blessing to hear you all on tonight. So you all continue to be encouraged and continue to let God use you to do his perfect will in these last evil days. God bless you, Ready Church. Love you.
God bless you.
Love you, too. That's you. Sister Tracy, back in your hands.
I want to hear from brother. I can't pronounce your name. Give me something to call you.
Ayudando.
Ayudando?
Ayudando. Right. I was wanting to say that when in your article I see that you said like a lot of people they like to sit in front of, you know, certain prominent ministers, Eddie Long, T.D. Jakes, or whoever, been here, and they don't really know the Word, because if they did, they would know that they were looking at listening to a false prophet or receiving false. Second, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yeah. Amen. And that is important, because if you don't spend time in the Word, you won't know what it says. I say this to my son a lot. I said, if you don't read it, you don't know what it says. So when someone's saying something to you and they're taking it out of context, you don't have a fight, because you don't know. You can't defend somebody in a court of law if you don't know the truth. You know, so yeah, that is, and I love that passage of scripture, because that tells you right there. If you don't know the Word for yourself, you know, you know, my mother used to say, you can't serve my God, not to say that he was a different God. She said, but you got to have your own relationship with him. But that comes from you studying the Word yourself, spending that time yourself. And that is key.
That is true. That is so true. We were looking against Pace Sisters and how they were on, Yonder or whatever.
Ayana Van Zandt. Yeah.
Yes. And my heart really goes out to those young ladies. They've been in the church for years, you know, and then for them to have to go and receive ungodly counsel, you know, going to church, talking about fix it for me. Only Jesus can fix it for any of us, you know.
Right.
He's the only one, you know, so we need to lift them up as well. There's so many that we see that have fallen and gone astray and leading people astray, you know, in this last hour. We're telling you to get in the Word of God like never before. You know, wake up out of your sleep and get before God and seek Him like never before, because He's soon to come.
Yes, yes, He is. Yeah,
all
I looked at that video that you had of them, and I was like, Ayanna Van Zandt, do they know that she's a priestess in some kind of voodoo?
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to lead you to destruction.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And she's on the Oprah show, you know. So, I mean, it's so
sad. I have
that
channel blocked on my cable box.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I fixed it so that when I turn on my cable, when that on, I don't even see the title. It says title blocked, so I have no idea what even comes on there. I don't even watch that, because I don't do Oprah.
I tell you, I mean, it's really sad when you look at the church. I mean, if you realize that you have a problem, you ought to know that Jesus is the only one can fix it. And for to see them running after the world, you know,
right,
for to try to get the answer, Jesus is the answer. He's still the answer.
Right. Yeah, always.
You know, He's the only
And you know, God's word says, you know, you hear people saying, well, you know, the Bible needs to be updated, or they say, well, you know, it's this is a new generation, but it's like, but His word says that His word is true throughout all generations.
That's right.
God, when He sent the prophets to write His word, I mean, do we not realize that God is eternal? He sees Moses' time, just like He sees 400 years from now. He sees it all like at once, because He's not in time. Like, I know that's hard for us to comprehend, but we have to realize that God's word is eternal. That means I don't care if this world, Jesus, please don't do this to us, but if this world lasted another 400 years before He parted the sky, I really kind of need You to come tomorrow, Lord, because this world is so wicked. But if he decided to wait another 400 years, His word is as valid then as it was when Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden.
Right.
And so that's another thing, is people are saying, oh, but we need a word for today. And so now, you know, you've got all these Christian leaders, because in a lot of people's minds, because the Page Sisters are celebrities, which that's not a God either, but because they're celebrities,
right,
in front of people, people see them as leaders. And you see the leaders going to the world for help?
It's really sad.
Yeah.
By the way, we have really enjoyed you on today, and we just thank God for the word of God, because we realize everything else is going down. Lord, we just thank You and praise You for Your goodness and Your first grace. And God, we pray for the audience on today. God, we pray for every listener, oh God, that they will have spiritual ears to hear in this last hour. We thank You, God, for we have victory that You've already won for us, oh God. And we just thank You. And we just pray on today for the author of this book, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that You continue to minister to her and give her Your word even more and more. And God, we pray that You would just have Your way in her life. And we just thank You for everything that You've done. It was nobody but You, and we give Your name the glory and the praise that's due only to the true and living God. And we pray for those people that we was talking about today, God. You know their names, God, and we pray for them one by one, and then all together, God, we pray for them that You would just stir their hearts and bring them back to the foot of the cross before time is too late. In Jesus' name we pray, and the devil is defeated on today. God is exalted. Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready, church. Thank you.
your hands together, everybody. Yeah. The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just the time. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you feel